Grace and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is the Gospel according to St. Matthew. We hear this on St. Matthew's Day, reading verses 9 through 13. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, "Follow me." So he arose and followed him. Now it happened, as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard that, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, Jesus doesn't seem to attract good and healthy people very often. Rather, the demon-possessed find him all the time. So do those who have leprosy or who are blind or lame. In the Old Testament, all sorts of people follow God who have rather dubious histories, those who get drunk, those who vacillate between idolatry and trust in the true God, those who hang around with the wrong sort of people. Even a murderer or two is included in the list. Then we might think of Paul, later in the New Testament, who actually promoted the persecution of followers of Jesus and gave his approval to the death of the first Christian martyr, Stephen. And finally, we get to this text in Matthew, where once more we find Jesus hanging out with tax collectors. In our day, kind of like those anonymous people who make our paychecks magically smaller than we imagine every month. And then there's this group just called sinners. But we begin by hearing about Matthew being called to be a disciple of Jesus, just like Peter, James, and John. Matthew is himself one of those tax collectors, like the one who dared not even lift his eyes when he prayed at the temple. And yet, what does Jesus say to Matthew? "Follow me." Couldn't Jesus find someone a bit more awe-inspiring, a charismatic leader perhaps, to be one of his chosen men? Instead, Jesus chooses someone that a lot of people would rather avoid. Matthew is one of those who made a living by collecting money for the government. He takes the sweat of our brow abstracted into money so that we have less and he has more. This is the one to whom Jesus says, "Follow me." And what does Matthew do? Does he spend some time prayerfully considering this request? Does he search deep in his heart to determine whether or not he should accept this call? Does he ponder making a decision for Jesus? Well, what we're told is he got up and followed Jesus. See, this is not about the power or decision-making of Matthew. It is about the power of God for salvation, the calling of the Holy Spirit through the Word, the gathering of God's people as Jesus speaks. And Matthew then has Jesus come to a meal, and at this meal are more people just like Matthew, tax collectors. And then there's that other category of people simply called sinners. Now, this term does not just mean anybody. It refers to those who, by their everyday actions, have shown themselves to be, in one way or another, separated from God. It may include prostitutes and others who are known in the community. And it is this group that gathers for a meal with Jesus And that group then that brings the question from the Pharisees to Jesus' disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Doesn't he know who they are? Doesn't he realize how tainted his ministry might be by associating with those kinds of people? Is that really what the Messiah would do? Would Jesus eat with you and your friends? When you're hanging out at the Tav with some friends, eating some wings and having some beverages, would Jesus sit down with you? Would you want him to? How about in the cafeteria for lunch? Would you think there are some tables where Jesus would not go? Would you wonder, why is Jesus sitting with them? Now, Jesus doesn't dispute the fact that he's eating with sinners. Actually, he acknowledges the truth of that statement by saying to the Pharisees, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Jesus is with those who are sick, deliberately so. He is with sinners. But why? Because they need him. Jesus doesn't eat with sinners and tax collectors in order that they might be affirmed in their tax collectingness and their sinfulness. He is with them to rescue them, to forgive, to lead them out of their sin, and to speak them holy and righteous before God as they believe in him. Matthew and the others who hear Jesus say, "Follow me," and believing in him, do just that. They do not then remain where they were, doing what they did, sinning in whatever ways they were comfortable with before. No, they want to stop. They hear the good news of forgiveness and go from shame to glory, from bondage to freedom, and desire to live godly lives here in time. The Pharisees don't think they need Jesus. They believe they are healthy. And that is why Jesus directs them to consider what Hosea meant when, as God's spokesman some 6 centuries earlier, he had told the people of Judah, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice." It isn't that the sacrifices are bad. Not at all. They're commanded by God for the good of the people of Israel. But going through the motions, outward actions, with no trust in God's promises, these are not what God desires. And that is the point Hosea made, and one which needed to be taken to heart by the Pharisees. The Pharisees must learn that they cannot look at the tax collectors and sinners around Jesus and conclude that Jesus is with the wrong people. No, they must learn that they should be there too. They are the wrong people too. And with that understanding of their own need for the physician's healing, with repentance and faith in the great gift of God's love for them, then they too may respond to others with mercy, with compassion, with charity. The calling of Matthew and Jesus eating with tax collectors and sinners is meant for us to hear and understand our part in it. Here we learn that Jesus is not seeking and finding those who believe they know their way around. He's seeking the lost. He's not seeking to rescue those who wave him off with the presumption they are safe. He is seeking the burdened, those weighed down by their sin. And sin affects us all. We are all of the same human condition of dead in trespasses and sins until enlivened by Jesus as the Holy Spirit calls us by the gospel. But like the Pharisees, we may focus more on what others need and neglect the fact of our own sickness. But Jesus certainly would and does come to eat with you, with us, because here is the bread of life, his word. He doesn't pass by your table or your room or your life. He knows your need. He knows that sinners need repentance. Those who think they are already righteous, who need no repentance, will not care what Jesus offers. But for sinners, the call comes to repent, to believe, to follow Jesus, and to be his disciples. I, a sinner, come to thee with a penitent confession. Savior, mercy show to me. Grant for all my sins remission. Let these words my soul relieve. Jesus sinners doth receive. Amen. You may rise and let us pray. O Son of God, our blessed Savior Jesus Christ, you called Matthew the tax collector to be an apostle and evangelist. Through his faithful and inspired witness, grant that we may also follow you, leaving behind all covetous desires and love of riches. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.